Well, hello again, and welcome to the Morning Report. I'm John DeShazer. This is NewOrleansSaints.com. The big news from Saints camp on Thursday was a transaction. Fan favorite wide receiver Andy Tanner, unfortunately, was waived. I know fans had a little bit of trepidation about that, probably a little bit of mourning, but, you know, he was waived for a good reason. The team had to sign Jay Richardson, outside linebacker and defensive end. Now, Jay Richardson had an outstanding training camp. He had an outstanding preseason. He was one of those tough cuts at the end, but he was released. However, he was signed on Thursday. Now, the reason he was signed, injuries on the defensive line. Broderick Bunkley did not practice, as well as Tyron Walker did not practice. And Glenn Foster, who practiced on a limited basis on Wednesday, could not go again on Thursday. So there's a little bit of a depth issue on the defensive line. That's why Jay Richardson is back. And Jay Richardson sat down and talked with the Morning Report on Thursday.
Now, what were you doing when you got the call, and how did you feel?
I was at the gym on the treadmill. I just got done working and stopped by the gym to get a workout in, and I was telling them I actually missed the call a couple times. Then my agent called, and I had my headphones in. Then my agent calls me, and I'm like, you know, hey, what's going on? He's like, you know, you got the Saints over calling you right now, blowing your phone. You might want to get on the phone. I'm like, oh, crap. So, you know, grabbed the phone, and then I had about under an hour to get from the gym to the shower to my car to the airport.
Wow.
Somehow I made it.
Now, you said you were working. No, were you back at your insurance agency?
Or? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back to work.
Did you take notice of what happened with the team during the first week? Or did you kind of have a feeling they were
going to
call you back?
I watched the game, and I thought our defense played tough, man. You know, other than the one run Steven Jackson had, I thought we played the run tough. I thought a lot of our third down stuff looked great. And, you know, we had a couple guys get banged up. So, you know, you kind of had an indication that maybe they were going to need a little help.
Now, Coach Payton said he gave you an indication that you might be back pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Were you extremely down at the release of the first time, or when he told you you'd had a chance to come back pretty fast? Did that kind of lift you up?
It's never fun being told that your efforts weren't good enough, but it is nice to know that, you know, they were good enough to get a second call. So you get a second shot, you got to make it count.
So we thank Jay Richardson for joining us on the Morning Report. Now, today at Saints camp on Thursday, we're going to go through the last days of preparation for the Tampa Bay game, maybe go through some two-minute offense and defense as well as red zone things, but we will find out later from Coach Payton exactly what the team went through in practice. Also, probably have a couple of player interviews from the locker room. So continue to join us on NewOrleansSaints.com for videos, for features, and we will see you later on the day.